Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome, everyone. Today we're diving into some recent content from The Juice. One of the things that popped up recently was this competition with brown bears, like the ones in those European sanctuaries.
Oh, yeah, it's bears.
Yeah. So it's called March Napness, and it's basically a contest to see which bear can hibernate the longest. The goal is to be the last one awake.
Right. So kind of the opposite of what you might expect from a competition.
Haha, yeah. And it's run by this animal welfare group, Four Paws. They do it to, you know, raise awareness about bears and how important hibernation is for them.
Yeah. So there were 12 bears to start with, and they're only out of the running if they're up and about for 5 days straight. So, like, if they just wake up for a little bit to, you know, do their business or whatever, that doesn't count.
Right, right. And the winner, the one who sleeps the longest, gets some special treats. Like, last year, the winning bear, Douchey, got this fancy fruit tart.
A berry fruit tartare, they called it.
Yeah, that's cute. So right now, there are a few bears left in the running. Mark, Masha, and another Masha. They're all from different places. Bulgaria, Kosovo, Switzerland.
Quite the international competition.
It is. You know, the story could be a fun way to talk to kids about animal behavior. You could talk about why animals hibernate, what happens to their bodies, and even, like, the whole idea of a competition where you're trying to lose.
Yeah, and you could tie it into, like, the importance of sleep for everyone, not just bears.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Okay, so another story that came up was about a dog named Snuggles. He was lost for 11 years. Can you believe that?
11 years, wow.
And he was recently reunited with his owner in Buffalo, New York. So Snuggles was a puppy when he got lost. His owner, Melanie Epperson, was moving, and somehow he got away.
Oh, that's awful.
I know. But then, after all this time, the City of Buffalo Animal Shelter found him. They scanned his microchip and got in touch with Epperson. Her daughter was listed as the emergency contact, actually.
So after all those years, they were able to track her down.
It's amazing, right? And apparently, even after so long, they recognized each other immediately.
I bet that was an emotional reunion.
Well, I can only imagine. Epperson is really hopeful that they'll have more time together now. You know, this story could be a good way to talk to kids about the bond between people and their pets and how important it is to microchip them, you know, just in case.
Yeah, it's a good reminder for all of us pet owners.
Yeah.
And you can also talk about the emotions involved, right? The sadness of losing a pet, but also the incredible joy of finding them again.
Absolutely. Okay, shifting gears a bit, there was a report about Marine Le Pen. She's a leader of a major right-wing party in France.
The National Rally, or RN.
Right. So she was convicted of embezzling funds from the European Parliament.
And it wasn't just her. 24 of her colleagues from the RN party were also convicted.
Wow. So the judge found that she was, like, right at the center of the scheme to misuse over 4 million euros of EU funds. They were using the money to pay their party staff.
And Le Pen is saying she's innocent, of course, and that she's going to appeal. But this conviction could mean she's banned from holding public office for 5 years. That would be a big blow to her political ambitions.
Yeah, she was hoping to run for president again in 2027.
Right, so this could really throw a wrench in those plans.
Definitely. Jordan Bardella, another leader in her party, is calling this a political hit job. He's saying it's an attack on French democracy.
And the judge, in giving out the sentence, said that Le Pen showed no remorse. So the sentence is pretty harsh. 4 years in prison, two of those suspended, 2 years of house arrest, and a 100,000 euro fine.
It's a big deal. This story could be a way to talk to kids about how political parties work, the idea of public trust in elected officials, and, like, the legal responsibilities that come with being in office.
Yeah, and the potential consequences if you break the law.
Yeah.
Even if you're a powerful politician.
Right. And, of course, it's important to present this information in a neutral way without taking sides.
Absolutely. We just want to give the facts and let them form their own opinions.
Okay, let's move on to something a little lighter. There was an interesting piece about how China is counting its trees.
Oh, yeah, this was fascinating. So they're using these drones with LiDAR technology. It's basically like a laser that measures distances.
I see.
And they combine that with artificial intelligence modeling to get a really accurate count of all the trees in their forests.
That's pretty high tech.
It is. And according to this environmental scientist, King Kuo Guo, this data is really important for figuring out how healthy the forest ecosystems are and how much carbon the trees are storing.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So their ninth National Forests Resources Inventory found that they have 142.6 billion trees, and those trees hold 18.8 billion tons of vegetation.
Wow, that's a lot of trees.
It is. But they did mention that the LIDAR can sometimes undercount in really dense forests where the canopies overlap. The lasers have trouble getting through.
Ah, I see.
But overall, it seems like a pretty effective system. And China's also working on increasing their forest cover with projects like the Great Green Wall.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah, it's already the largest human-planted forest in the world. And they're aiming for 100 billion new trees by 2050.
That's ambitious. This story could be a good way to talk to kids about, well, obviously, the importance of forests, but also about all the different technologies that scientists use, like drones, lasers, AI.
Yeah, and how they collect and analyze huge amounts of data to understand the environment. And you could also talk about these big environmental projects and what they're trying to achieve.
Right. So much to unpack there. There was also a quote from Condoleezza Rice featured in The Juice.
Oh, which one was it?
She said, "Today's headlines and history's judgment are rarely the same."
Ah, that's a good one.
I thought so. For those who don't know, Condoleezza Rice is an American political scientist and diplomat. She was the U.S. National Security Advisor and then Secretary of State.
She's a big name in foreign policy.
She is. These days, she's the director of the Hoover Institution at Stanford.
Wow, impressive.
I think that quote is really thought-provoking, you know, gets you thinking about how the news we see today might be seen differently in the future.
Yeah, it's a good reminder to look beyond the headlines and think about the bigger picture.
Definitely. You know, this could be a good opportunity to talk to kids about thinking critically about current events and considering the long-term impact of what's happening today.
It's about seeing things from a historical perspective, not just the immediate moment.
Exactly. Okay, last but not least, The Juice touched on the possibility of a third term for Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah, this has been making the rounds.
He said he's not joking about it and that there might be methods to make it happen.
Well, the 22nd Amendment to the U.S. Constitution limits presidents to two terms. It was ratified in 1951.
Right. And before that, it was just a tradition started by George Washington.
Right. But to repeal an amendment is a long shot. You need a two-thirds vote in both the House and the Senate, and then three-fourths of the state legislatures have to ratify it.
So it's basically impossible.
Pretty much. There's also been talk about him running for vice president and then somehow becoming president, but constitutional scholars say that the 12th Amendment probably rules that out too. It says that anyone who's ineligible to be president can't be vice president either.
Interesting. This story could be a good starting point for a conversation about term limits. Like, why do we have them? What's the purpose?
Yeah, and you could also talk about the process of amending the Constitution, the importance of following democratic norms, and how people interpret constitutional law differently.
Right. So there you have it. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. We'll catch you next time.
See you then.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.